You could be here with us this morning. It's always good for me to be right here, and I'm sorry you can't be right here with me, but it's always good to be in the house of the Lord and celebrating this week. We celebrated Easter last week, and I hope everybody's doing okay. I know this is kind of a crazy time, and we're all ready for it to be over with, and who's with me on that? We're ready to get back to normal life, right? But I know that God is with us wherever we're at. I know the Lord is with you wherever you're at, whether you're in your household or sitting on your front porch. Jesus is with you wherever we go. And so I just want to open this morning with some worship. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, for being here. Lord, I know that you're doing mighty things in our lives, and Lord, I know you're going to use us to do amazing things. Lord, because you're an amazing God. So, Lord, be here with us as we worship you. Be here as we learn more about you. We read from your word, Lord, anoint my lips this morning, Lord, but open up our hearts this morning so that we may receive more of you, Lord. Fill us with your Holy Spirit this morning. Lord, I praise you in Jesus' name. Let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run, fountain I drink from, oh, he is my soul. Let the King I run, fountain I Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need.
It's good to see everybody. I know it's kind of a crazy time right now, but it sure is good to see your smiling faces this morning. And I hope you all had a great week. And last week we celebrated Easter. We celebrated the resurrection of Jesus. And today, we're going to talk about the Emmaus Road, and not much is told in the Bible about the route this route traveled, and we know it was about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and the town of Emmaus actually got its name from the hot springs that was there. In the spiritual meaning, the word Emmaus means an earnest longing. And here we find two men walking in the evening from Jerusalem to Emmaus shortly after they have been told that the Lord is risen. And we know these men are disciples, and one of them is named Cleopas. And by reading the context of conversation, we can feel that, they were depressed, and they were spiritually unmotivated, these two were, we can hear that in their conversation. But as they spoke, they had a visitor that joined them along the way that would change their walk to Emmaus forever. And I want to preach this morning. why everyone needs, why we should seek an Emmaus experience, an encounter as we walk this journey in life. And we see their walk was filled with doubt. And so I want to read this morning in Luke chapter 24, starting in verse 13. If you have your Bibles this morning, you can, Verna's going to share it. So it says, "Now the same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that they had happened. And as they talked and the disciples discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, 'What are you discussing together as you walk along?' And they stood still, their faces downcast. And one of them, named Cleopas, asked him, 'Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?' 'What things?' he asked. 'About Jesus of Nazareth,' they replied. 'He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed, and before God and all the people. The chief priests and their rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb and early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?' They got up and returned once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, 'It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, just clear everything away from me that might hinder your words from being spoken, Lord. Let me speak your word clearly. Lord, let us learn from you today. In Jesus' name, amen. So here we see there was, they were filled with doubt. And in verse 24, 11, or in chapter 24, 11, it says, "And their words seemed to be to them as idle tales. And they believed them. They didn't believe." And the word was out that Jesus had risen, but it just seemed to be impossible to them. They still had doubt. And these men saw Jesus. They saw him beat. They saw him drugged down the street. They saw him spit on. They even saw him nailed to a cross. They seem lifted up, and perhaps they were even there the moment that he said it was finished and he died. They saw his dead body placed in the tomb. Doubt had clouded their minds as it does ours at times. And when things seem to be impossible, we must always remember that God specializes in those things that seem to be impossible. If Jesus says he will do something, then you can count on it. Jesus will do it. He told all of his critics that he would rebuild the temple in 3 days, and he did that. He did that. While they did not understand what he was talking about, his word was fulfilled in his resurrection. We find them, debating over the truth. In Luke 24:14, it says there, "And they talked together of all these things which had happened." And in Luke 24:15, and it says that, "And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them." In Luke 24:16, it says, "But their eyes were closed." They didn't see him as who he was. And I believe sometimes we dance around the truth with ourselves and become blinded by our own unbelief sometimes. That we debate within ourselves. And I believe we try to debate within ourselves over things that are clouding our judgment or situations that are going on. And if we would just look at the truth and quit debating over it, we would see Jesus is really alive today in our lives. He's not dead in our lives. The crucifixion was not the end. We have to look at the resurrection, and Jesus is alive today. They were trying hard to come up with an explanation to Jesus' resurrection, and they couldn't realize that it was him who had joined them. We find them delaying the answer of a question that was asked. In short, Jesus straight out asked them what they were talking about that made them so sad. You know, I think there's a lot of sad Christians out there that are walking around with their heads down like these disciples were. You know, we need to stop walking around with our heads down and realize that Jesus is not dead and he's alive in our lives. And we need to walk, not that Jesus is crucified, but we need to walk that Jesus is alive. And he's alive and working in our lives. He's walking right beside of us. And sometimes we need to open up our eyes and see that Jesus is walking with us every day of our life. And he's alive and he's working. When Jesus replied, "What things? What things?" They were referring to the things that had happened. They watched him crucified. And we find them discouraged. How they were so hoping that he was the Messiah, the Redeemer of Israel. They were hoping he was going to be that Redeemer that they'd read about. In Luke 24:21, it says, "But we trusted that it had been in which should have redeemed Israel." We believe that this was the Messiah. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. So there was discouragement, and there was a little doubt in their hearts and minds, and they were debating about this. Is this really? We just watched this guy die. We seen him placed in the tomb. We watched this. Is this really true? Have you ever been discouraged? Have you ever thought that your lives were a Friday moment? Living in discouragement? Everything seemed like it was hopeless. Everything was done. It was over. You didn't know what to do. You know, we all want, we don't want to live in that Friday moment of discouragement. We need to live in a resurrection moment. The problem is, like these men, we really didn't know what he was talking about sometimes. We really don't understand the truth. But when our eyes are open and we really see Jesus for who he is, we understand that he is risen and what the resurrection is, and we need that resurrection day in our lives. Not a crucifixion. We have to realize that, though, like Paul said, I die daily. We need to crucify those old things, that old life. We need to get rid of those things in our life that are discouraging, and we need to go through that crucifixion, but we need to understand there's a resurrection day, and Jesus is alive in our lives. Whenever we die out to self, and when we get rid of those old things, a resurrection happens within inside of us, and Jesus becomes alive and visible in our lives, and we can see him for who he is, which he is the risen Savior. Luke 24:24, it says, "And a certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the woman had said." They saw the tomb. They were saying there was witnesses. They went and saw the empty tomb. And he was not there. And even after hearing it from Peter and John, they still couldn't really believe it. They were still debating it. And a lot of times we get so lacking in our faith that we can't even see the truth when it is right in front of our eyes. And that is the truth that Jesus is alive. They desired to hear more of what this stranger had to say. In Luke 24:25, you know, it says that he said to them, "How foolish you are and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?" You know, what a study of the Scriptures to have the very man the Scriptures, who is centered in the Scriptures, walking with you and telling you why these things had to happen. And I want you to know that if you're a believer this morning in Jesus and you've died out to self, Jesus is walking, revealing things to you in your life right there with you every day. Hey, amen. I'm so glad he is with me every day. He is the center of my life, walking with me, telling me why things have to be the way they are. These men wanted the stranger to stay with them so badly that they nearly forced him to stay as they got to their destination. They wanted to hear more from him. And Jesus wanted to stay with them, but the Scripture says that he went on just a little further. But they encouraged him to stay. They insisted that Jesus stay. And I want you to know that Jesus wants us to invite him. He wants us to invite him into our lives. He wants us to invite him into our households. He wants us to invite him into our hearts. And when we hear more about Jesus, when we invite him in, and when we sit down with him and we hear more about him, we want him to stay with us. In Luke 24:30, "And it came to pass," it says, "when he was at the table with them, he took bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened." It says they got so excited. They got up and they returned once to Jerusalem. They They got up and, you know, the scripture says that they ran back. I think they didn't walk back. They just made a 7-mile journey. They sat down, realized who Jesus was, and then got up and then made another 7-mile journey back. And I think that 7-mile journey back was they weren't just walking with their heads hanging down. They were running with joy in their heart because they were going to meet up with the rest of the disciples because they knew then that Jesus was alive and well in their hearts. They had this amazing moment, this amazing experience with Jesus on this road to Emmaus. And they proclaimed, they were excited. They rose up. And I remember the day I got saved. You remember when you got saved, the day when you realized that Jesus was alive. I remember that day for me. And it was an exciting day. And when I got up, I wanted to tell everybody. I didn't have my head down. I wasn't full of guilt and shame any longer. I was full of hope. And I knew that Jesus was alive. I wanted to share it with everybody. I want that Emmaus moment every day in my life. Every day in my life. I don't want to live as defeated. I don't want to live as Friday was the end of it. I want to live in a resurrection moment every day, realizing, knowing that Jesus is alive. Through this amazing Emmaus Road experience, we find their eyes were opened so that they could understand the Scriptures. He opened their eyes to understanding. They might understand the Scriptures better now. He also gave them two commands before He left. Verse 47, He says, to preach repentance of sin in His name among all nations and tarry in the city of Jerusalem. He said, do that until you become endued with power. You know, to have an Emmaus Road experience means to tell the world about Jesus and to be endued with power. And I'm asking you this morning, do you need that Emmaus experience in your life? And if I have to ask this question this morning, if you've never had that Emmaus experience, invite Jesus in to sit with you. That's all you have to do is invite Jesus in. And when you're willing to invite Him in, then He will open your eyes so that you can really see the living and alive Jesus that we serve. You can see Him for who He is. You can understand what it all meant, what it's all about. And there's so many people out there in this world today. And that's why He said, you go preach repentance of sin. You go preach it. There's so many people in our community, our neighbors, our surrounding county and state that they don't know Jesus. Their eyes are closed to who He really is. They may have heard His name. They may have heard the historical man, Jesus. But they really don't have this relation. Their eyes have not been opened to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He is alive, and He's alive in my heart. And He's alive in every believer's heart this morning. I need this experience every day to remind me who He is. And I ask you this morning, I love this part. In verse 32 of chapter 24, they asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while He talked with us? I love that. When you have a conversation with Jesus, your heart burns with this this burning. That's a wonderful place to end right there. He says he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures up to us. My challenge to you this morning is invite Jesus in to sit with you. Let him open the scriptures up to you in your life that you can live not with your heads down, not with your heads down, not with discouragement, but with hope and understanding that Jesus is alive. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you again for your word. Lord, thank you for giving me this opportunity to preach. Lord, I just pray that if there's anyone that's discouraged this morning, Lord, I just ask that, Lord, that you encourage them, Lord. Sit down with them. Open up their, let their hearts burn, Lord. Open up their eyes so that they may see who you really are. Lord, I praise you. Keep us safe, Lord. Strengthen our faith. And I praise you in all things in Jesus' name. Amen.